Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet. Hey! Can I pet your dog?
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 Please?
With Renee and Allegra.
C-I-P-Y-D.
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog?
I'm Allegra Ringo, a dog owner.
I'm Renee Culver, a dog wanter. On the boards is our producer, Alexis Preston, and this is the podcast for unapologetic dog lovers. Allegra.
What?
You know what I'm not going to talk about?
Vroom! Is it that?
No more drives.
No more drives,
that's
guys.
It. No more can I ride in your drive.
Ride in your drive. Our other extremely a hit podcast.
I didn't think it would take off the way that it has. It is
can
really
I ride your
popular.
Drive? Considering the name makes no sense.
No. Just the sound of driving
just
in a
great.
Car. No more drives. So if you're tuning in to be like, oh, I really want to hear a pledge drive. Guys, I don't know how to break it to you.
Go to pbs.org.
Here's what I can recommend. Go to YouTube and put in dog stuck in a trash can. Boy, that'll turn your day around. That's what when I'm having a rough day, that's what I do. Just because they got the lid stuck on their neck and the owner's like, hey, what happened? And then and the dog's like, I couldn't tell you. I don't
look. I found
listen,
it like this.
The trash can exploded. And then it fell right on my head.
I love a dog in a trash can. I also love a dachshund stuck in a sweater. That is never not funny to me.
So great.
Because they're fine, you guys. It's in the end, they're fine.
Yeah.
They love burrowing. They love little tunnels.
They're just tucking in there.
So
just
cute.
A little tuck in. Not bad. So just all dogs all the time.
Yeah.
I am very excited for all the topics we have this show.
Me too.
Listen. I can keep talking to you about our smash hit podcast, Can I Ride in Your Drive?
Can I ride in your drive? It's just like a bunch of randomly selected words.
This is where podcasts are at these days. I don't know. Put a bunch of words in a hat. I drew them out. This
Look,
is what we got.
See what hits.
Should we tell our sweet listeners what they've got themselves into this week?
Let's do it.
Okay.
We have dogs we met this week.
Ooh.
With special guests, Alexis, on the boards and on the mic.
I love it.
Very exciting.
Ooh, she's good.
Everyone, hope you're sitting down for that because it's really intense.
Mm-hmm.
You have a mutt minute on the Bichon Frise.
I do.
You do. Because you passed on
spoiler, it is
else.
Not spelled properly.
That's true.
It is.
That's fair.
That word is spelled wrong.
It is. I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm
thank you.
I have some unique dog news from within my family that I'm pretty excited to tell you guys about.
Listen, I got just a taste from our little outline doc that we have for the show, and I am delighted, intrigued, and can't sign up fast enough myself.
Okay, I'm glad. It's pretty funny. I think it's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you and I are going to talk about your road to becoming a dog haver / dog owner. What
yes.
are you going to be?
You know, I like haver. Somebody
like haver.
Presented that to me of like, oh, how are you going to feel the first time
yeah.
you say I'm Renee Culver, a dog haver? And I was like, oh, I kind of like that.
So am I going to be owner and you're going to be haver?
Maybe we could just make it like a whole, you know how like when corporate issues an email and they're like, oh,
yeah.
listen, it's this now. Maybe we can do that. Like we're both havers.
Oh, we're both blank. Yeah.
yeah.
We're going to need to send out a lot of corporate communications
it's
when this happens.
A big deal. Yeah, we're going to have to change the sign outside.
Oh man, the sign.
Worth it. It's worth it.
Ugh.
But I know I put in a bid. And I don't know if I will make this a weekly segment for you guys. I can't promise I won't. It'll certainly be a free. frequent segment, road to having a dog.
Yeah. Well, okay. We'll see. Look, we'll check in from time to time.
Yeah.
Highway to Hound.
Ooh! Whoa! Alexis chiming in with Highway to Hound.
I almost screamed. That was so startling.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I forgot she had a mic set up.
It's also so good.
I'm on a highway to Hound. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Guys, do not turn this podcast off. Please.
Stay. Please stay. Thank
stay.
You.
Stay. Renee.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, man. I'm still coming back from being startled.
I was going to say, we had to have you sit down for a second.
Oh, man. I take some deep breaths.
Ooh, breathe in and out.
Everything's so startling
to
me.
Do a few visualization calming exercises. We're ready for that highway to hound.
I had to visualize Alexis's mic being off like it usually is to calm me down. It was just too startling.
Sure. I think I said this off mic, but I got to tell you guys, I cannot recommend it highly enough. Be friends with Allegra Ringo first. That's a solid recommendation. Second, be around her when she is overwhelmed by something that is not that startling.
It's all the time.
It's constant.
It's all the time. And I try to turn it off and I can't.
Just off the top of my head, you've been scared by a water bottle. You've been scared by popcorn. You've been scared by a squirrel when we are walking.
Just
I wasn't ready for it.
This all, I have no memory of all of these, but I, yeah, this, they all sound right.
Oh, it's delightful.
And what was the water bottle one?
Pistachio chewed on it and you weren't ready for the sound.
Yeah, that sounds like me. I'm just very, I don't know, maybe it's all the true crime I watch.
I love it. It means you're present. You're very present in your life. You're not ready for outward noises. Just here's what I'm focused on. Here's what I'm prepared for. Anything outside of that is really going to get me.
My two emotions are being startled and like indignant rage.
Which, if you're going to have a friend, I recommend those two. That's what you want out of a buddy.
That's my two main things.
I can testify to both.
Oh, guys.
Okay. Well, what about dogs? We met this. Right, wait, hold on. Let me prepare you. Allegra, are you ready for the next segment?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Now, Alexis is going to talk to you about a lot of dogs you haven't heard about previously. Okay. Can you handle it?
I think I'm ready. Thank you for this. See, this is the kind of preparation I need. Everyone, if you set out to become friends with me, take a note from Renee. This is what is needed.
Okay. Just got to give her a lot of heads up. Yeah. Nice and easy. Take it slow.
Give me 2 weeks' notice on anything. Okay, Alexis, your microphone is on. It you are is. Here.
Yes.
Welcome. Woo. Alexis, we miss you. We haven't been on mic in a bit.
No, not lately.
Well, I missed you.
But she's right here, everyone,
sure,
just so you
got
know.
You.
Yeah,
we got
you. Truthfully, closer than everyone thinks.
Sure, the whole time. The whole time. Now, Alexis, you got a new job.
I have a new job.
That's dog friendly.
It's dog friendly.
Oh, boy.
Which is the best part of a job.
Yeah. Yeah. Check in on Allegra, see if she's doing okay, would you?
Hey. She was startled, delayed also. Nobody told me it was dog friendly. Like, I don't know. I start a job, I expect that to be one of the first things they say to you when you walk in.
Absolutely.
By the way, it's dog friendly. There's going to be dogs constantly.
Of course.
Right. They didn't say that. I found out on my own because there were dogs around.
Yeah, that's like telling you, oh, we also have a company water slide.
Yeah.
Right. Not quite as good, but on par with that. Like, lead with that.
Yeah. But were you startled? Did you just gasp?
Oh, my God. I called the cops.
That's the thing to do. Thank
very
you.
Smart. Very
smart. And I'm trying to remember all of them. Truthfully, I'm going to say there are 6 dogs on
that's
average.
That's a lot.
Wow. Yes, because I work at a stop motion animation studio.
Cool.
And so there's like, it's a huge shop space and lots of stages. So there's plenty of room. But notable dogs that we're going to talk.
Great.
First of all, Watson the Dachshund. Watson the Dachshund.
Yeah.
That's how you say that.
Perfect. We got some sweaters on Watson.
Not usually.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
He's very cute because he's crate trained. Most of the time he's just in his little crate.
Aww.
And then suddenly it's break time and you just see the cutest thing you've ever seen walking past you.
Aww.
He's so cute. And they keep being like, he's so big now. There's no way.
There's no way he was ever smaller in his life ever.
There's no way. He's no bigger than a sneaker. Which a is sneaker? A bad comparison.
No, it's perfect.
Sneakers are lots of sizes. But like a normal size sneaker.
Yeah. Sure.
That's so cute.
Like a size 9 sneaker, I'm going to say.
Okay.
Women's,
okay.
Okay.
Is he a baby?
No.
Oh.
Well, he's like, I think he's a year or something like that.
Okay.
Like,
so
but he could grow more, but not much.
That's little.
He's little. He's a tiny brown. He's so cute.
I love him. I also hope he puts that on his dating profile. I've been compared to a women's size 9 sneaker.
Oh, my
sneaker.
Gosh.
Yeah. I'm going to say size 9.
It's fine. Yeah.
And then there's also Pez, who is some sort of like Shiba Inu mix.
Aww.
Great.
What size shoe is Pez?
Big.
Okay.
I mean, it's not that big, but if we're talking short shoes, wow, that's a big shoe.
We're looking at Ron on the belt.
Yeah. And then there's another dog whose name I keep forgetting, and I don't know why, but I think I just keep renaming it in my head.
Sure.
Because it's like a German Shepherd type.
Great.
And every time I walk by it, I give it a new name in my mind.
Yes.
What's today's name?
Browner.
Yeah.
Browner than what?
I think that's the name I walked past. I think yesterday's name was Bruiser, and then today I went Browner.
Sure. Yeah. Well, the bruise is healing, of course. I understand. Exactly. He's progressing. It makes perfect sense.
And then there's another very cute small dog whose name I'll never know because the owner of it works in the office upstairs. And
ooh.
Scary.
Oh,
a scary owner.
What if she's listening? You know what? Listen, I feel like now's the time for me to break out one of my famous pep talks.
Okay.
You ready for it? Mm. Alexis, you can do it.
Ooh, good pep talk.
Pretty good. Yeah. You going to do it now? Yeah. All right. Oh, just that was really good. A little bit scary though. Small tiny dog. Big tiny
small
lady.
Dog and no, you know what?
Big thing. Tiny lady.
Big leg. Oh, she's scary, but she's tiny.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Small dog and also small lady, and that's okay. What's scary to me.
No.
Yeah.
I can't trust either.
I'm on your side.
Do you think you can better? Do you think you can learn like what makes her tick? And
here's what's scary to me about her is because the first time I saw her dog, I had like a full. It's such a cute dog, to be honest.
Sure.
And I was like,
yeah,
and just nothing from her.
Oh, that no. Is,
you know what I mean?
A sociopath.
Right. Yeah,
exactly. Like that is the worst kind of anything.
No, that's good. Did you go right into a hug afterwards?
With her?
Yeah, she needs it.
That's scary, though.
Yeah, she needs it.
You're gonna
I know.
Get killed.
That way. Yeah, but without that reaction. It's just like, that's one thing.
That's like a red flag.
That's
no one date this lady. No. That's a red flag.
Sure.
Probably that's why she has a dog.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm getting one. That's it tracks. That
place. Because you're really
yeah.
scared to be around. Because yeah. everyone's scared of you.
Terrifying.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Do we got one more?
Yeah, there's another in the other office. Like, there's multiple buildings.
Sure.
And there's definitely at least one more dog over there that I've. I don't go into that building, but I see them walk it.
Okay.
And also today, Browner, he's got an orange ball that always has in his mouth.
Aww.
In a very sweet way. And, however, if he just always wants to play. And so I've seen him like snap at people a few times, but in this way of like, that's not my ball.
Hey,
you're sticking something in
hey,
here.
Man.
Not
hey,
at all.
You can't have it.
He's right.
What are the
he's
rules? Right. We've right. gone over this. Look at the sign.
If you're going to come in here,
yeah.
you're going to come in with a ball.
Easy enough.
I mean, one
simple rule. It's not that hard. It's not that hard. Now, where do you have access to a Xerox? A copy machine,
are you gonna
I believe.
Do you want her to photocopy the dogs?
Well, sort of. Here's what I like. Here's what I like. You're very artistic.
Uh-huh.
Can you put together a fake flyer? Says, pet parade at noon. Post them everywhere. Just see what happens. Show up at noon.
See what happens.
See if we get an impromptu pet parade. Listen, if you're going to work at a new place, you got to take advantage.
You got to fake a pet parade.
Like, I don't know. Here's Sue put them up, and you know how fragile
you
she
know,
is
Sue
this
is.
Month. So let's all get these dogs out there for the regular pet parade, as the flyer says, which we don't know who put that up.
I bet the cool thing about working at like an animation place is that everyone there is very creative.
Mm.
And I bet if I turned into a pet costume contest.
There you go.
Yes.
Make it a little competitive.
Uh-huh. Right. Yes. Brilliant. Yeah, prizes. Say there's prizes. Yeah. Ooh. Tell Browner there's an orange ball involved.
Yeah, that's it. Browner.
Hey, buddies.
We'll find out his real name first.
Top prize.
Then call him over.
I don't know. I'll just change it.
Yeah, that's true. Browner, Bruiser, Buddy.
I love it. Alexa, this feels like an ongoing segment to me. I feel like we're going to need to hear an update on how sneaking into the old Xerox room worked out for you.
Xerox room. I want to hear updates on Alexis's like schemes at this place. Alexis's schemes in Lie Corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
It's going to be great.
All you know is I come.
You've delivered. And then, yeah, I mean, you're doing a good job sending us photos.
More.
Maybe step it up.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Okay.
You're right.
Okay, I want to know Browner's real name.
Okay.
I want to know the name of the dog that the mean lady has. But I know that's harder, but I don't know. Maybe
no,
you can devise
can do
a scheme.
It I can just ask someone that I like.
Oh, there
oh good
you go.
Point. Good point.
Smart. Okay.
But I kind of want you to like crack her too.
I should.
I mean, that's a long-term assignment. But could you work on
I could also rename that dog.
That's true, too.
Yeah. Give that a try.
It is easier.
Yeah. Okay.
That's easier than talking to a human being.
True.
Which, you know what, now that I think, I don't recommend. So that, yeah. Just Browner, work on that one.
Okay.
Hey, Legs.
Renee.
You know what time it is?
What time is it?
It's time for Mutt Minute, the Bichon Frise. Hit it!
If you meet a new breed and curiosity beckons, learn all about it in only 60 seconds. Mutt Minute.
Fancy. You said mm-hmm. it really fancy.
I did say it pretty fancy.
I like it.
I it's just not, it's not spelled properly.
No, it's definitely not.
Now, it's not spelled properly to the point that it made it in the Mutt Minute.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Fair.
But also this dog's pretty cute.
Okay.
It's a small
dog,
your soul? So it's got that going against it. But after you get past that part, real cute.
Yeah, man.
Real cute. Everything I could previously tell you before I get into this minute.
Yeah.
Is in the minute.
Okay.
So maybe I just get into the minute.
I guess so, sure.
Okay. You want to do it? You got that phone ready?
Oh, I'm ready. Are you ready?
Yep.
Your time begins now.
The Bichon Frise, upon first assessment, according to me, is terribly misspelled. It also looks like an adorable baby poodle. This happy twirling dog, most commonly thought of as a circus dog, originated in the 14th century. The breed was created by crossing a water spaniel and a poodle. The Bichon was originally a hunting and swimming dog, but thanks to its sunny disposition and fluffy coat, it quickly became the top choice to be a lap dog.
Oh.
Henry III loved his Bichon so much that he carried him around his neck in a basket. There's a photo. It's great. It's not a photo. It's an artist rendering, but it's hysterical. Though the Bichon's coat doesn't shed, it does continuously grow, like the hair on people. And it's recommended that the pups are groomed between every 6 and 8 weeks. But what it lacks in a low maintenance grooming-wise, it makes up for in health. Experts say that this is one of the healthiest dogs you can have.
Huh.
So in short, if you want a healthy, happy, cuddly dog who can do twirls, but don't mind going to the groomer 8 times a year. This is the dog for you. Time.
Ha! Huh, 104.
And 104, not
perfect. I think that's perfect. 104, not I call
bad.
It perfect.
Now, if I were to say a circus dog, are we both picturing the right thing?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. I'm totally, because like I picture them standing on their back legs and bouncing a ball on their nose or something. Yeah.
So if you watch the Animal Planet Dogs 101, which is what I do to go get all my info. First off, God, that Henry III thing, he's just.
That is his hilarious.
Picnic basket around his neck and a bunch of dogs sticking out of it.
That is crazy. And so delightful. Someone painted this.
Mm-hmm.
That is hilarious.
Great. I love it.
What a crazy person.
Just, I love the thought process of that. It was just like, well, I got to take my dogs with me. I want my hands free.
I also love just like, I wish I was like just a king living a life of luxury. Just being like, what are you guys going to make fun of me? You can't. Yeah. I'm in charge.
Like, what are we doing?
My dog's around my neck. I dare
trend.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I know.
Why aren't you wearing a dog necklace, you dumb dumb?
I bet you anything it like did. Because every like dumb thing a king did, people went, oh, that's a new thing.
Oh my God. I got to get one of those dog basket neck things.
So crazy. I'm actually surprised you're so sold on this dog. This is an interesting twist.
Now, granted, I may have given into what Animal Planet told me, but these dogs are always smiling. They're always happy.
They don't
shit. Very friendly. Very cuddly.
That's cute.
Super cute. Just a little bit too small for my taste.
I mean, look, can we biggin them up somehow?
Yeah. I think so. You can get a poodle.
Yeah, that's true. I was going to say feed a bunch of food, but you're right. That is a better idea.
One of the things they did say is that previous to that, the lap dog that was like the top choice before these guys came in was a Chihuahua.
Oh.
But these little buddies are a little bit more hardy and they've got a softer coat, which made them more like comforting.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Now that
Chihuahuas aren't comforting. They're very comforting.
I mean, look, as the owner of a Chihuahua.
Sure.
I get it. Right. We're not in denial. We're not blind.
Exactly. We're a little barky.
Right.
Oh boy, guys. I know. How are you doing? Are you okay?
I'm doing okay. Thank you. Okay. Yeah. I mean, am I going to swap Pistachio out for Bichon? Look,
just to say,
Pistachio, if you're listening,
you're on notice.
Be on your best behavior. Yeah. Look, just do a little better.
Easy to solve. Hey, and you made this super easy for me. So first off, thank you so much to Krista, who gave me this. And then you'll recall last week, I passed.
Yeah.
And so there's one in the waiting.
Yes.
But how are you feeling? Do you want to pass?
Oh, no, I don't believe in passing for the last time.
Of course. All right. I think that was a one-time deal. So you are getting the soft-coated Wheaton Terrier.
Oh, yes. Okay. I'm glad you said it because I was like, I don't remember what it is.
Which one was it? And that was brought to us by Julie.
Oh, great.
So thanks, Julie. Thanks, Krista.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, circus dogs.
What's the deal with Brexit? Have you seen Happy Valley yet?
How do British people pronounce Edinburgh, Leicester, or Norwich?
Not like that.
Are you tired of getting your world news from reliable sources, often with no puns or sexual innuendo?
Why was there a butcher's hat haunting Coronation Street?
What's Coronation Street, and why is Dave Holmes obsessed with it?
International Waters pairs a team of comedians in LA against a team of comedians in London in a pop culture battle royale. Join us once a fortnight to hear the best comedians in the world trade jokes and stories and maybe even learn something at the same time. International Waters with me, Dave Holmes. Find it at MaximumFun.org or wherever you download podcasts.
Hello, Internet. I'm your husband host, Travis McElroy.
And I'm your wife host, Teresa McElroy.
And together we present Schmanners.
It's extraordinary etiquette.
For ordinary occasions.
We explain the historical significance of everyday etiquette topics, then answer your questions relating to modern life.
So join us weekly on MaximumFun.org or wherever podcasts are found.
No RSVP required.
Check out Schmanners.
Manners, Schmanners. Get it?
Can I put your Your Dog is supported in part by Blue Apron. Renee, mm-hmm. you know that not all ingredients are created equal. For example, some ingredients are simply a can of beans.
Do I ever. Now, you know what? I've upgraded from a can of beans. Mm. You want to hear what I got into?
Two cans of beans?
Pepper.
So wait, yeah. So you're beans or pepper.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're all or nothing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, previously on Blue Apron,
yes.
You may recall mm-hmm. in our last episode of Blue Apron, I was really enthralled with the fact that they toss in spices.
Yeah.
And they've introduced me to pepper.
Interesting.
Boy, that adds a lot.
You were purely salt before.
I was just salt.
Yeah.
And I got some pepper
now you're
in there.
Both? Mm-hmm. That's very interesting.
A can of beans.
Well, yeah. You know what? My next line I wrote in here was mm-mm. There's a better way. Ooh. But you already know that.
Yeah. Well, listen, I mean, you don't have to sell me on Blue Apron.
It's over.
It's great. It's the only guys, reason I'm still alive today.
Blue Apron. They have pepper. And for less than $10 per person, per meal, Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients and spices, Renee.
Yes.
To make delicious home-cooked meals. Mm. This includes pepper. Cannot stress this enough.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. They have taught. They also taught me a lot, to be fair. They introduced you to pepper. They introduced me to a bunch of different spices as well and interesting ingredients like purple carrots, round carrots, like little carrots that are round, not long. Did you know that was something?
Yeah. No, I got it in a bag.
It's crazy.
It's incredible.
It's totally insane.
I'm like, that's not a carrot. It's a carrot.
I know. Purple top turnips. Mm-hmm. That's another one. Mm-hmm. Guys, did you know vegetables can be different colors?
Not,
no one knew.
You will after you get Blue Apron.
It's crazy. It's cool because there's a lot of variety. You can choose from a variety of new recipes each week, or you can let them surprise you. If you're crazy. That would be too startling
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, no, you couldn't handle that.
I could not
you
do that.
You absolutely couldn't
like,
handle that.
But yeah, yeah. But, you know, if that's your thing.
I think it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I like
you
that.
Surprise?
I love a surprise.
Oh, okay.
I love a surprise with Blue Apron. I love a surprise at the bar.
Yeah.
Surprise me, I'll
oh,
say.
Oh, that's a good mm-hmm. one. Yeah. That's very bold. Do you like that they are flexible and that you can customize your recipes each week based on your preferences?
No, I love it. They're the easiest people in the world to work with.
That is true. Mm-hmm. Plus, Blue Apron guarantees freshness. They promise that every ingredient in your delivery arrives ready to cook or they'll make it right.
Mm.
Guys, there's some upcoming meals that are going to be delicious, including sweet and sour salmon with bok choy, carrot, and ginger fried rice.
Oh my gosh, that sounds really
maybe
good.
Maybe even pepper? I don't know, Renee.
Okay.
And baby broccoli and fontina paninis with hard-boiled egg and arugula salad.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Love a panino.
Love it.
Guys, check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/petyourdog. That's blueapron.com/petyourdog. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Allegra Ringo.
Renee.
Tell me, look at the file right now.
Okay.
And what is the topic of what this next segment is?
This is titled Dog News from Within Allegra's Family.
Okay. No, I thought it was maybe called You Won't Believe What My Sister Got to Do.
It's also that.
Okay.
Okay, this is a pretty unique story, I have to say.
I'm ready.
Okay, so you guys might have seen this in the Facebook
I had a theme
group.
Song.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, okay. We are family.
Oh, did you write this?
Dogs.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretty good, right?
Really good.
Yeah. Going in through a phase where I'm just singing to people a lot,
uh-huh.
I find it annoying as it's happening, but it doesn't seem to be stopping.
This is a phase now?
Yeah, no. And throughout my life, but it's definitely, it's had a spike, a rise.
Oh, interesting.
It's had a rise in doing that to people, and I can see it in their eyes. They're like, I'm not enjoying this, and as I'm doing it, I'm not
Look,
enjoying it. It's not stopping, though,
I'm
for some reason.
I'm looking at the legal ramifications of this song. Although you did add dogs.
No, that's a Renee original.
Oh, that's true. You know what?
Stand by.
Okay. I dare you.
Okay. Great. Thank God we took time for this.
Okay. Oh my God. Thank God.
Tell me about this sister.
Okay. I'll tell you about this sister. Okay. So my sister, Mila, you might have seen her in the Facebook group. She has the same last name as me. She got paid to go to a wedding with a dog as her date. So here's the setup.
I love it.
I know. It's such a weird specific thing that happened.
Yeah.
So through, she walked dogs for Rover.com.
Great.
She got a request through Rover that she thought was like, watch my dog while our wedding is happening.
Sure.
And she's like, sure. But then when she met with the people, the request was, in fact, please escort our dog to our wedding.
Come on. That's amazing.
I know. So the dog's name is Fezzik. Very cute.
Great.
He's a very cute Carolina dog and lab mix with an underbite.
Oh, I got to get, did she get a pic? She get a pic?
Oh, yeah,
me?
We have pics. I'll post pics on our Instagram and our Facebook.
I've got like a million follow-up questions, but I want you to finish telling the story and then I'll dive in.
Okay, so the situation is they wanted Fezzik to be there for the wedding, but they wanted someone to escort him because he can be nervous around crowds, which makes sense.
Of course.
But Mila reported he did amazing. She says he was the star of the wedding and that one guest said, I love him. He's the weirdest dog I've ever met.
Oh, my I gotta love. Well, first, I would like to give proper congratulations to your sister. Because,
yeah.
Because I feel like that was probably a pretty big vetting process.
That is true. I know. You can't just ask anyone to go to your wedding with your dog.
Yeah.
So pretty cool.
Good job making the cut. Good job keeping the dog calm.
True.
Terrific.
I know.
So kudos to... Now, listen, we got Mama Ringo.
Yes.
So I got Sis Ringo.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
She can handle that?
Sis Ringo. Okay. I mean, there are two of them, though, so...
Okay. Well, which one does she want?
I guess you can just call her name Mila. But no, okay. Middle sister Ringo. Okay,
middle sister Ringo.
Middle sister Ringo, great.
Now, did the dog get to wear an outfit?
Oh, I don't. You know what? That's a great follow-up question. I don't think so. Pictures I saw, I don't think so. I'm not 100% on that, though. I will report back.
And may I tell you my hope?
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope it was a bow tie.
Oh. Okay, great. Oh, great hope.
I'm hoping for a bow tie.
Okay.
I'm hoping for a little hanky. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know how you're going to do
like
it.
Like a pocket square?
Yeah, because he's going to cry.
Yeah,
sure. Folks are getting married.
Sure.
That's sure. I just want him to be ready
I got
to
ask. I don't think so, but I hope there was somehow a pocket square happening.
Great.
They're pretty great.
Oh, boy. I love every last bit of it. Now, I wouldn't say that that's exclusive to dogs. You get a little nervous at a wedding.
No,
I
sure.
I don't want
to
go in. No. And somebody at work, I got to go.
No.
Does Rofer?
Rofer.
Sure, or Rover. Do you suppose that it can do a reverse situation where I can go to Rover and say, hey, I'd like a dog for a wedding?
Oh, that's interesting.
What do you guys got?
I mean, look, Rover, get at us. Let us know.
Okay.
That's right. A great question. I don't know.
All right.
Maybe you can.
Okay.
I hope so.
And then I just tell the bride.
Yeah, just, hey,
great news. I was able to get a dog.
Great news. Okay, look, I have a great update. You're going to be really relieved. Yeah, that would be great. Are you kidding? I would love it if someone came to my wedding like, yeah, I have a plus one, and it was a dog. I'd be like, thank God.
Delightful. Ugh. Yeah. Oh, that person, you know, when you do the seating arrangement, oh, they're getting top bill on the seating arrangement.
Bill.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, they're on the bride's
side. Yeah. Oh, no, you're sitting right next to karaoke. Oh. You're up first because of this. Take one. Take one?
Take one.
Yeah.
Take one. Plus one.
Excellent story.
Thank
great
you.
Job to you and your sister.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, Legs.
Yes?
I know we're not talking about the drive,
uh-huh.
but we can talk about the result of the drive.
That's true.
Which is these beautiful, wonderful, incredible listeners got us way past 10,000.
Oh my gosh.
New and upgrading donors,
mm-hmm.
which we had a deal. We had a bargain.
Mm-hmm.
You guys do that? I'm getting a dog.
Man, finally.
Now, can I pull back the curtain a little bit?
Please.
Would I have said, hey, I'm getting a dog at 5?
Yes.
Yes.
What if we hadn't made 10,000? You were like, well, then we're going to talk.
No.
No one would have liked that.
No. So here's where we are in the process.
Okay.
The only thing that was left in the way is that I had an occasional roommate. Well, you guys know Aaron.
Yeah.
Aaron, the roommate, can't have a dog.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had the talk with Aaron to be like, hey, September... That seems fair. That's enough notice for him to find a new place. It's enough notice for me to make sure I've got everything ready to get that dog. So September is the day.
Oh my gosh.
That we're gonna do it. Now, am I known for asking for forgiveness instead of permission?
Mm-hmm.
Of
mm-hmm.
course.
Mm-hmm.
Could it possibly happen sooner than
Whoa!
September? We'll see.
Oh my gosh.
We'll see.
Oh my gosh.
Here's why I think maybe sooner is that I was talking to my folks yesterday, Hank and Peggy, coming into town in July for July 4th.
Oh.
They've been to LA a ton of times. And I was like, what am I going to do with them? And I was like, I guess we can go to dog shelters and like start looking. Now, Legs, I don't know if you know too much about the Culverts, but you put a task before them, and that task is achieved swiftly.
Yeah, that's true.
So I would say July to September.
Interesting.
Is when we're looking for this dog. But what we thought could maybe be funny, and honestly, you guys, you listeners, if you were so willing, I do. I need a lot of advice. I'm so excited, but I also have a lot of questions.
Yeah.
So we were going to kind of like set a marker, sort of like for a personal training reference, a before and after, if you will.
Oh, interesting.
What I look like before. What I look like after. What my goals are before.
Ooh.
What they'll turn out to be after.
What are your goals?
So I think going in, my preferences, I'd like a big dog.
Okay. Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. Okay, yes. It has to be big.
Okay.
Now, what's your minimum weight requirement?
Oh, you know, I don't know that. I just like
fair.
Big. I'd like, if I, in a perfect world, I'd like a big.
Okay.
A big. I'd like a fluffy.
Okay, fluffy. Interesting. Okay.
I'd like a floppy ear.
Big, fluffy, floppy ear guy. Mm-hmm.
Got okay. it. I'd love him to be a therapy dog. I'd love okay. to, I do a lot of, oh, hey, I'll go to the nursing home. I'll go to the hospital. I'll say hi. Feel like I'd be far more welcomed with a dog on my side.
Yes. So, okay, you want the kind of dog who has the personality who can be trained to be a therapy
yes.
dog?
Got she, it. It was a while ago, but we had Cora on, mm-hmm. and she was sort of the tester for therapy dogs.
Right.
So I at some point, we'll probably go back to her and be like, hey, what are the qualifications again?
Oh, good idea.
So I just want to make sure they could qualify. And I think that's it. Now, non-negotiables.
Okay.
I got to have a floppy ear.
Okay.
I got to have a medium to big.
Medium to big, great.
And he's got to be able to qualify for the therapy. So... So I think that, yeah, so things I'm willing... Oh, and then maybe not too sheddy or barky.
Okay, I think we can do that.
Yeah, you feel... Now, you're being very agreeable. Do you have some, hey, no, this is... Because what was it like for you when you first started looking for a dog?
I was weirdly really picky about it, and I don't know why. If I was picky, how did I end up with pistachio? Like, it doesn't make any sense. I would say, like, I was picky, but then I also, like, one of my, what I thought was a requirement was that I wanted a dog with, like, huge sticky uppy ears.
Sure.
Like, Bean in the Facebook group, if you know Bean. And I didn't end up getting that. But I got a dog with, like, foldy over floppy ears.
Right.
Who's also insane. But that was the one. But, like, everything else was pretty... much like what I expected.
Sure.
But I will say, like, it took me a while to find the dog that was right for me. Now, I don't know if that's right or wrong.
Yeah. Now, how did you start? Look, because going in, like, if there's any way there can be a surrendered chocolate labradoodle.
Surrendered. Okay.
That's what I like. Because, you know, like I feel a little bit like those labradoodles. And I only know this because of Sweet Little Finny, who's a golden doodle.
Golden doodle
would be perfect, except for those golden doodles, they spring a leak pretty often.
Oh, interesting.
They just get so excited. A little...
Is that a breed thing, or is that because Finn's
young? It's a
breed
young.
Thing. Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. When you look them up, if you put, hey, does your golden doodle pee when they're happy? Just pages and pages.
But that's so nice.
It's very sweet. It's very sweet. But if we can, just for a therapy purpose, I don't want to be like, hey, I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry you're going through that. Also, sorry about those sheets.
Put a diaper on it. It'd be so cute. People would be like, what is going on?
What are you doing?
That's a great question. Yeah. I would say, like, give yourself a lot of time and just visit a lot of, visit a lot of adoption events.
Sure.
And a lot of whatevers. Like, I went to a ton of different shelters and adoption events just being like, oh, what dog do I click with? And I think it's okay. Like, looking back, I think there were a lot of dogs that I could have been happy with. I think I a little bit overdid it. But overall, I don't regret waiting to find a dog that I felt like I clicked with.
Sure.
Like, when I got Pistachio, her selling points for me were her underbite.
Oh, of
course.
You
guys might not know this. I have a human underbite. People don't really know. And it's not as cute as Pistachio's.
It's as cute as Pistachio's, but you also never notice it with you.
Thank you. You don't notice it, cute. But I'm kind of self-conscious about it. But then when I saw a dog with an underbite, I was like, oh, we're the same. She's my daughter. My long-lost daughter. And the real thing that sold me was I picked her up and she put her little paws kind of around my neck and put her head. She like rested her head on my neck.
Aww.
And I was like, oh, this is like,
this is it.
I felt like a click.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of like dating, I think.
Yeah.
And I've heard people compare it to that too.
No, I mean, it seems about right. Now, how do you handle it with, because there's all these dogs that need to be adopted.
Yeah.
How do you handle that? Do you have advice for that? Because that's a little bit what I'm like, oh, boy.
It's hard. It's definitely hard, but like, especially in LA, the good news is that there are a ton of wonderful foster families who do care for them.
Sure.
So like Pistachio came from Dogs Without Borders, but she was living with a foster family who like helped them.
Okay.
So like, it's not like, I mean, definitely there's, you know, it's hard because of course it's like, oh, we want to save them all. We want to like rescue them all. But in a lot of cases, at least here, they're going back to like a loving foster home. So you don't have to like worry too much.
Sure.
Now, okay. I mean, I don't want to get bummery. That's not the case everywhere. Of course, you know, you get it.
Yeah, yeah. But that makes sense. And I think there's also much like dating.
Yes.
That you're like, well, I'm not the person for you, but
yes.
There's going to be somebody out there who's great for you.
That's the perfect. Thing. Yeah. I know. That's exactly right. Like you can't date every person and right. God, don't do it. No one wants to. And you can't take home every dog. Like no one can.
Right.
So it is just the, it's like, oh, maybe you know someone or, you know, whatever.
Sure.
Yeah.
That sounds great. So I guess to our listeners, just enjoy the journey. This will be fun. But if you guys, I guess for my assignment right now, I want to learn more about therapy dogs.
Okay.
I want to learn about breeds / places that would be good for therapy dogs.
Yeah, good idea.
And then I guess just anything else like oh, here's what you're getting a dog. And like, oh my God, you're getting a dog in 3 months.
I know. here's my overall advice is that it's going to be overwhelming. It was, but you're prepared for it. I wasn't prepared for it. You're going to cry, but that's fine.
Sure.
You're just gonna cry a lot.
That, do you have that too, where you're worried, like, and also I don't care about gender.
Okay, fair.
Boy, girl, whatever.
Sure.
Whatever. I don't want for our meeting to be like, oh, and now here's your incredibly unstable mom.
Oh, no. But, like, I think it's normal. I cried, like, the whole first day I had pistachio.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. I think it's pretty normal. It's just very overwhelming. You're like, oh, my God, I'm, like, responsible for a life now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's a lot.
I can't wait. All right. So that's where we stand. That's my before picture.
Great before picture.
Here I am. I want a floofy. I want a floppy. Okay. I want a therapy. Did I say anything else? I think that's it. You get it.
I get the general idea.
So we're starting. Well, yeah, we'll start the marker at surrendered chocolate lab.
Okay,
that's a doodle.
Labradoodle.
Lab.
That's a doodle.
Is that what we call it?
Okay, yeah. That's ideal. Okay. That's the platonic ideal of raised dog.
That's where we're starting. And then when I end up with a chihuahua just like Pistachio, we'll all have a good hearty laugh.
Oh my God, what if you find like her sister? Great.
Can you imagine? I can't fathom a scenario where I would go for little dog, but we'll see what happens.
God, that would be so insane. If you ended up with just like a little her long-lost sister, Cashew.
Well, Nix, we made it to the end of yet another episode.
Oh my gosh.
We're proud of us.
Vroom. But I'm just kidding,
but
you guys.
But no room. Except for the fact that you guys, to say we are blown away is the world's biggest understatement. Oh my gosh.
We're
you guys
driven
were.
Away. Just kidding. That doesn't sound nice.
That was fun though. It was fun. To everybody who gave, who shared, who just simply endured Max Fundrive, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We are so grateful. And you get to name my dog feels like the silly. Awesome, but also exciting. I can't wait. I can't
it's
wait to see what you guys come up
great.
With.
Several people have asked me, is she really going to do that?
Oh, yeah.
And
I'm absolutely.
Like, oh, yeah, bro.
And I'm going to try to be as unbiased as possible. I really, like, this is, yeah. Did you ever read, it was a book that I can't remember the name of. It was like The Neighborhood, Raise the Dog.
Oh,
it was like
no,
an
but
old,
I understand
old
the
one
concept.
That, like, my Nana used to have. But I kind of like, this is the CIPYD dog.
It's like it takes a village.
Yeah, we got it because of you guys. Not financially, but
no,
the,
sure,
like,
sure.
Yeah,
but that
just,
was your goal.
You guys were my emotional support. And so, yeah, so now it's everybody's dog.
Okay, here's my preliminary name suggestion.
Okay.
Number one, obviously Allegra Jr.
Obviously.
However, that would get, what if that really happened? It would be so confusing.
But it would be great.
It would be so great.
Is it my first choice? Of course not. But I can work with it.
I love a scenario in which we're recording and you go, Allegra, and the dog goes, yes, every single time. How tiring for this poor dog.
Yeah.
Okay, my second suggestion is Hamburger.
Okay.
I've always wanted to name a dog or sketch team Hamburger.
That's fun.
No one would let me name my sketch team Hamburger.
I like it. I'm not mad at that.
Thank you.
I like it a lot.
But look, I don't have a say. This is... Do I have a say? Do I get a vote?
Yeah, of course you get a vote.
I get one vote?
And we're also going to need to... listen. Hey, guys, here's what I need from you. Tell me about therapy dogs. Tell me where to get a therapy dog. And also tell me how to do a poll.
Oh, my God. No, yeah, that's exhausting.
I feel like we can go to the We Got This, guys. Did you see this?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know you're upset about it, but I am over the moon.
I saw it.
So hopeful. So hopeful. So the We Got This fellow podcast on Max Fun, I can't remember what it was. It had to be like 15, right?
Yeah.
Once they got to 15,000 donors, they were like, we will overturn one of our rulings.
Pretty great. I got to say, pretty great stretch goal.
It's such a great stretch goal. And I don't know if you guys recall, but a while back, Allegra and I were on, we were debating which is better, big dogs or small dogs. I criminally lost. It was
fairly.
Yeah,
you lost fair and square.
Nope.
The legal system is in place for a reason.
Against the law.
Come at me.
So yeah, if you're following me on Twitter, you might want to mute me this week because I will only be campaigning to get that overturned.
Oh, believe
big,
me,
dogs,
I have.
Big, dogs, big.
That would be wild, though. I do. I am very curious to see what decision is overturned.
But they swing
this
back
is
around.
Momentous.
But the point is, they seem to have figured out a polling solution where people can like vote on stuff.
We'll ask them.
So I guess maybe like I want every suggestion to have a voice. I would love for every single one to be like it had a chance at one point, and then everybody votes on like top 20 names, and then we vote from there.
We'll figure it out.
Okay. All right.
When do we have? I guess we have until September.
Well, and then I think this is a valid point. Everybody's like, I got to see him or her. Like, I got to see what the dog looks.
That's true.
So I think it's okay for him or her not to have a name for a second.
Sure.
And then we can all vote.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's going to be really fun.
Mega fun.
Oh my gosh. I can't
wait.
Me too.
Me too.
Thank you to Paige Walden for our logo and Aaron Hagen for our theme song.
And thank you to Max Fun for having us on the network. We were just, whoa, what a fun week we've had
with
incredible podcast for you guys. I love We Got This. Check out We Got This. Go back and listen to that Small Dogs, Big Dogs thing, and you'll see that it was not voted properly.
No, listen to how it was correct. I'm actually very curious to see. I'm very curious to see if this was the one that gets overturned.
Sure.
We'll see.
We'll see. Look. But a lot of great shows on Max Fun, so thank you for having us. Also, you guys, oh God, you've been so incredible to us on iTunes. So if you haven't already, if you could please rate, review, and subscribe. We are currently delighted with our most recent one-star review that said, hey, you girls are too political.
I love too political because it is, because it is the polar opposite of our previous favorite review, too happy.
Too happy, too political. Oh, man.
Which is it?
Why would you tune in?
Oh, man.
What a nightmare.
It's both.
So head on over there and let us know what you think of the show.
Oh, my gosh. No, if you're one star, if you think we're too political, simply send us an email.
You can just send an email. You don't need to put a star on that.
Send us an email. Let us know what on earth you're thinking. Honestly, we would love to know. We'd also like to say thanks to Dog Vacay for sponsoring our sound equipment. Find great local pet sitters who will watch your dog in their home or yours at dogvacay.com.
And you guys, we want to see your dogs. The best way to do that is on social media. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at CIPYD Podcast. Also on Facebook, we are a private group. So just put Can I Pet Your Dog into the search. And then our amazing mods.
Oh my God, the best.
The best. Our incredible mods who are the world's best mods.
Guys, they are seriously the best.
Like, it's, we spent all week just like shaking our, well, I guess every week, but just mods, if you're listening, boy, thank you guys.
Thank you. Yeah. People often tell us like, oh, the group is so wonderful. It's so peaceful. It's so positive. That's like 100% thanks to the mods. We cannot take credit for that. Yeah. So great job, mods. Thank you.
And to the people posting positive things.
True.
So thank you to you, but especially the mods who keep it that way.
Killing it.
You guys are the best. So anyway, listen, if you're not a bot, you can get in on this.
Yeah. You only wanna... mods, no bots.
No bots. And I think right, do we cover it all? Carry the 3 minus the 2, the 1. Yeah.
Did we check it?
Yeah, I'm checking my math. It seems like we thanked everybody.
Good math.
Yeah. Hey, legs.
What?
Can I pet your dog?
Can I pet your dog?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.